for KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Vance Bolter was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences as well as an additional 40 years on Thursday. Bolter pleaded guilty to all federal charges last month, avoiding the potential for the death penalty. Those charges include two counts of murder in the killings of Minnesota Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, two firearms charges for shooting state lawmaker John Hoffman and his wife in the attempted shooting of their daughter Hope, and two counts of stalking the two legislators. The Minnesota Reformer reports U.S. District Judge John Thunheim says it is the longest sentence he has ever imposed on a person in the thousands of cases he's heard. Bolter planned to kill four lawmakers in June 2025, posing as a police officer to do so and then spending 43 hours on the run before being apprehended. The Reformer reports the Hortman's children, Colin and Sophie, as well as 12 other victims, gave statements at the Minneapolis Federal Courthouse. They detailed the horror of the assassination, the impacts of the attack on Minnesota's political system, and how Bolter shattered their lives. There is no parole in the federal judicial system, so it is extremely likely he will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Two men suffered burns in a camper fire in Bemidji's Nymore area on Wednesday night. Larissa Donovan has the details.
The Bemidji Fire Department responded to a report of a possible garage fire around 8:30 p.m. on Wood Avenue. A news release says firefighters quickly extinguished the engulfed RV-style camper and debris that caught fire around it. One of the injured men suffered what Fire Chief Justin Sherwood is describing as major burns.
It happened really fast, and then they did try to put it out, too.
No firefighters were injured. The camper is a total loss. The house and garage next to it were not damaged. The fire remains under investigation, but the cause is believed to be accidental. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The Boundary Waters will partially reopen for day use Monday and could partially reopen for overnight camping next week. The Superior National Forest closed the entire wilderness area for the third time in history earlier this month after a lightning storm ignited dozens of fires. About 30 entry points in Cook County will open for day use Monday. Overnight trips are not allowed anywhere in the Boundary Waters, and permits have been canceled through Wednesday. The forest says if there is no major wildfire activity this weekend, officials expect to open select entry points for overnight use next week. The gymnasium in Emily City Hall was full Tuesday night for an update on a proposed manganese mine planned for 2 miles from downtown. Megan Buffington was there.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Hayes. My family has lived in Emily since the early 1900s.
Most of the three-hour meeting was spent with community members asking tough questions of North Star Manganese and other experts. Fontel de Hayes says a lot of people feel powerless to stop a mine they don't want.
Would we be able to stop this from moving forward as a community? And if we could, how?
As presenters emphasized on Tuesday, right now there is no project. Nothing has been formally proposed to the DNR. Late last year, North Star Manganese said an Emily mine and outstate chemical processing plant would be financially viable. CEO Rick Sandry says that just means the company can start spending more money on the long process of studying the potential impacts to things like water and air quality. But on Tuesday, North Star didn't have many updates. Sandry says Mayor Tracy Jones asked them to come. He says the community's skepticism is warranted. Manganese is a critical mineral used to produce steel and batteries, and right now almost all of it is imported to the U.S. Mining may not always be popular, but as people fold up the empty metal chairs, Sandry says he believes there's a balance. If you've got to have it, you better do it right.
It takes a real challenge to do it right. It takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of time, and it takes meetings like this where people don't necessarily like you to be there.
Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. Find more of our stories, photos, and our 2026 primary election guide at KAXE.org. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.